My name is Dr. Daniel Madigan, and I am presenting my poster, Tuna Transport of Fukushima-Derived Radiocesium Across the North Pacific, an Application to Improved Understanding of Trans-Pacific Migration Rates. I'm presenting this on behalf of myself, Dr. Zofia Bauman, and Dr. Nicholas Fisher of Stony Brook University, where all this research took place. In 2012, we sampled small Pacific bluefin off California, knowing that small bluefin have recently migrated from the Western Pacific. Our simple question was whether the small Pacific bluefin had transported Fukushima-derived radionuclides across the North Pacific. We tested for cesium-134 and elevated levels of cesium-137, and indeed found radiocesium in all 15 Pacific bluefin tuna we analyzed. We also analyzed pre-Fukushima Pacific bluefin tuna and post-Fukushima yellowfin, which are residential to the Eastern Pacific, and found no 134 and baseline levels of 137, making this unequivocal evidence that Pacific bluefin had transported Fukushima radionuclides across the North Pacific. What we saw in this was a new chemical tracer to test for migrations from the Western Pacific, but we knew that this tracer would be transient due to dispersal of radiocesium. What we could do is use this to ground truth naturally occurring chemical tracers like stable isotopes of carbon and nitrogen to be used in future studies. So with a much larger data set, 428 Pacific bluefin age 1 to 7, we applied analyses of radiocesium and stable isotopes of carbon and nitrogen and found that nearly all Pacific bluefin migrating across the North Pacific from the West come at age 0 to 2, constraining this part of their life history. What this means is that older Pacific bluefin in the Eastern Pacific are there for years before returning to the West Pacific to spawn. Carbon and nitrogen stable isotope analysis was also used by Japanese researchers at Tsuchitawa, Seiji Oshimo, and others in water off Japan, and they found that in some age classes, many migrants are from the Eastern Pacific compared to Western Pacific residents. We used all of these studies combined to show that the majority of Pacific bluefin tuna migrate to the Eastern Pacific at some point in their lives. This makes management of Pacific bluefin in the Eastern Pacific a major priority for this overfish species, whereas before it was considered a small minority of the population that migrated. Overall, from our studies, we have found that carbon and nitrogen stable isotopes, which importantly was ground truth by our radiocesium studies, can now be applied to any species that crosses the North Pacific. This includes some species of sharks like salmon and blue sharks, sea turtles, and other species of tuna, including albacore tuna. As such, the legacy of the Fukushima radionuclides we applied to pelagic predators can be used in chemical tracer studies ad infinitum.